All right, guys, we have one more storyteller tonight. He is one of the co-creators of Cards Against Humanity. Side note, he just kickstarted a zine very successfully. He will also be a guest at Past Times Free Comic Book Day for a little bit. This is Max Temkin.
Yeah! Thank you. Wow, I didn't realize I'd be following Showtime's Brad Einstein from that. from that one show. Alright, so... Oh, look, it's working. Cool. Alright, so I just picked whatever card I wanted, and I guess I have a story about all of them. But the one I picked is mathematically the funniest card in Cards Against Humanity, which is the biggest, blackest dick. And it's also... and it's also the card that almost destroyed our company because of the fight that we had about it and what we wound up doing with it. So a little bit of background. So this is a picture of most of us. So Cards is made by 8 guys. We all grew up together. And the company is, it's a really weird company. There's no structure. So there's no hierarchy. No one's in charge. We all just have like an equal split of it. And we make decisions by consensus. So we don't even like to vote on anything, because even if it's 7-1, we don't want the one person to get left out. And occasionally, you know, most of the time this works pretty well for us, because it prevents us from doing really stupid stuff, because we'll talk things to death. But also sometimes we can get ourselves into trouble. So the story of the biggest, blackest dick comes from the early days of Cards. So we had made the main game, and then we had started to release some expansions. And after a while, the most common customer service email we were getting was people asking for a box, like a carrying case. Like, this is something that I think comes out of the Magic the Gathering community, where there's a lot of like merchandise and stuff to put your cards in. And people wanted like an official case to carry Cards Against Humanity in. So as per our usual dynamic with the 8 of us, the guys were in favor of making people happy and making a new product and selling it to them. And I was in favor of telling people to fuck off, because a box is really tacky and it's like a silly garbage product, and people shouldn't have to spend money on a box. And I didn't want to be in the box business. And I thought that it was really lame to come to our website where we're trying to, you know, give people this funny experience, and there's a, you know, the first thing you see is like new carrying case for Cards Against Humanity, so you can put all this complicated stuff in a precious little box. So we talked about this for, I want to say, like over a year. It became this really long, sprawling, intractable argument. And eventually the answer was to kind of go all in with it, and this was the product that we came up with. So we had spent a year iterating on products. Like, this is actually one of the prototypes that we made. So this is like a scale Cards Against Humanity box, but just twice as big, which was like the obvious sort of visual pun that we could make. But we settled on, we were sort of experimenting with a lot of different box designs, and this was the thing we settled on. So this is like an unusably long, like, baguette of a box. And it's super inconvenient. It's really silly to see people carrying it. Like, it doesn't really, if you're trying to take it on a bicycle, it doesn't quite fit in a backpack. It doesn't fit on the IKEA expedited bookshelf that literally every single person in the world has. It just became this really silly product that made us laugh. And we also had come up with this name, the Bigger Blacker Box. And this, I need to back up and explain this. So in the early days of Cards, like, none of us have any experiences, writers or game designers or comedians or anything that would qualify us in any way to make this game. So the card writing process was always very, like, we would write a bunch, everything we could think of on a legal pad, and then the things that still made us laugh, like, a week later, they would go in the game. And at some point, because a lot of the guys are, like, mathematicians and physicists, and they work with data and stuff, they got this idea that, we should have data to tell us what's funny. And that became another long argument, but eventually we did it. And we created this model of the game, where it modeled it out, where we gave people 10 cards, and we asked them which was the funniest for a black card. And it turns out that by a huge margin, by like an order of magnitude, the funniest card in the game was a big black dick, which none of us had expected. But it sort of had, it had a little bit of everything. I always think there's some reason that a thing is funny to people. So I think it probably speaks to a lot of particular American hang-ups about race and sexuality. But this card just, for whatever reason, it just stood way out from the pack as being the funniest card. So as we were working on the first expansion, I think maybe the second expansion, we were like, well, obviously this is like a free card. We've got to do the bigger, a bigger blacker dick, and it's going to be twice as funny. And we sort of put it in, being like, this is going to kill the joke of the funniest card in the game, but it's, we got to try it. And we did, and then that became the only card in the game that was funnier than a big black dick. So then our top, so, and we were like cursed with this, because then in the next expansion it became, it was like, well, you know, people were already had been emailing us, like, where's the biggest blackest dick? And it became this thing that was expected of us, and we really did not want to do it. So we went a long time without writing that card. But eventually we came up with this stupid box, and we were like, we've got to find a way to work in the biggest blackest dick in this box in a way that's still going to be really inconvenient for people. So when we started designing the box, we came up with this conceit that there was no, that like, you know, selling a box is just impossibly lame, and there's no way for us to pretend that that's not the case. So we have to go all in. We have to make this, not only do we have to like make this the greatest box that we can possibly make, but we have to, that's the marketing for it, is like boxes are amazing, we love boxes, and this is the greatest box that's ever been made. So we did, so this is the design of the box. We did we didn't put our logo on it, which is pretty cool. The only time our logo appears is we did this, this sort of cut up collage, of this game on the bottom, and the logo is sort of chopped up in there. So it kind of became this like, punk rock, play on the game. And we wrote a box expansion, so we wrote a bunch of cards about boxes. And we took some Cards Against Humanity cards, like, well, I think we have some of them in here, actually. I'll show you in a second. But we took that card, The Biggest Blackest Dick, and we printed it in with a foil inlay. We did the letters as, like, a foil imprint, which is super expensive. And then we found a way to hide it in the lining of the top of the box so that you had no idea it was there and it was invisible, and we just shipped it. So for that box expansion, we did a combination of, yeah, here's some of them. We did a combination of just original box humor, like the greatest box hits, but then we also took some of our existing cards, like former President George W. Bush, and turned him into former President George W. Box. And as we're working on this, like, we started envisioning this idea of, like, that we're just, we love boxes, we think boxes are amazing, and this is the, like, this is like the Cadillac of boxes. So we were like, we need to do like a really juicy like car commercial to launch this thing. So we started working on copy, and we came up with this incredibly dumb sort of commercial that we wrote. So you may get to imagine like the guy who does like the British like Jaguar commercial. It weighs 17 ounces. It's 21 inches long. It's black as the night, and it's completely empty inside. And then we actually went out and found the guy who does the Jaguar commercials.
17 ounces. It's 21 inches long. It's black as the night. And it's completely empty inside.
Oh, man. That's still really funny. And we found, we also found, so we wanted to use the really cool fight music from Kill Bill, so we, but we're not allowed to legally, so we went to a recording studio in Chicago and created our own legally distinct version of that music. Here's the final video that shipped with the box.
It weighs 17 ounces. It's 21 inches long. It's black as the night. And it's completely empty inside. It's got six sides. And each is more amazing than the next. But wait till you see the inside. From Cards Against Humanity, it's a bigger, blacker box.
So that was the resolution of that fight. We found a way to like out stupid ourselves out of that argument. And it was interesting because at a certain point, like, we just had to, in putting that product together, we just had to overcome our tendency to, discuss and have these, like, Talmudic debates about, every decision. And we just had to sort of jump into it and be like, this is the joke and we're gonna go for it 100%. And that lesson, paid off for us because the year after we started doing this thing called Holiday Bullshit where we send out, these sort of random goofy gifts to everyone. And one of the big things that we do for Holiday Bullshit is because sign-ups are really limited for this thing. It sells out. And we always try to make some sort of media for people at home who didn't get the gifts but want to follow along to be a part of it. And it's usually pretty easy. It's like if we send people a little game that we make, we post a free version of the game, and we're just like, here, download it, and here's a video of the rules. But for one of the days of Holiday Bullshit, we like obviously had to do a joke where we sent everyone a lump of coal who signed up. It was like the low-hanging fruit, but we had to do it. And it became really difficult because we had no idea how do you explain that to people at home who didn't sign up. What do you say? Like, we sent a bunch of people who aren't you coal, and it was really funny, but you have no way of enjoying it. And we agonized over that for a long time, and we almost cut the coal because there was no. It's not a great story to be like we sent this sort of funny gag gift to someone who wasn't you. And after we talked about it for a really long time, we realized that it was the same problem as the bigger, blacker box, and it had the exact same solution.
It weighs 28 grams. It was formed in the Earth's crust over millions of years. It's black as the night, and it's the leading cause of acid rain. It's the stuff of diamonds. It fueled the Industrial Revolution, and it can power a lamp for up to 20 minutes. From Cards Against Humanity, it's a lump of coal.
I thought I would. Oh, and then also people found the card in the box, and it was popular on Tumblr. Anyway, I guess the moral of the story here is this was a good case of us learning to like trust our guts and not over intellectualize comedy and just to learn to be comfortable with a funny idea or an idea that felt right to us. And I thought I would close with a little quote from a guy in Chicago who I really like named Jim Kudal. He makes field notes and a lot of cool stuff. And he actually figured this out years before, but unfortunately I only saw this talk afterwards. But I thought this was the perfect closing line.
One of our things is let's not talk things to death. Like ideas take the path of least resistance. And most often the path of least resistance is, oh, here's all the reasons we can't do that. So we tend to say, let's move quickly on this, and if we're wrong, we can just torch the whole thing.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Max.
Yeah.
That shit is...